Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Covenant Keeping God, already in progress.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome. We're glad you're here today for another healing school at the Living Savior Ministries. You know, I just stand in awe. I got a testimony last week from a gentleman that he came here in February and he had prostate problems. I told him, I said, you know, you have any idea why you have this? And he says, no. I said, there's a cause and effect for everything. I said, men that have prostate problems, usually it's caused because of, there's two or three little events that happen. Lots of men look at pornography. I said, you can't look at pornography and not wind up with prostate problems. Now then, I'm going to bring it down even closer to home than this, that if you or looking at the women that's walking around in the wrong places, you're going to have prostate problems. Isn't that amazing? See, people don't understand this. So one time a man come to see me when I was in the business world, and I was talking to him, and while we were talking, when we got through with our business, we talked about spiritual things. And as we did, he said he had a 16-year-old son. He didn't know what was wrong with him, but said all the boy thought about was women. And we're sitting there talking about this, and all of a sudden, I had a very nice, attractive secretary that worked for me, and she walked by my glass in my office, and the minute she walked where he could see her, he took his eyes off me and started watching her, and he turned like this and watched her till she went completely out of sight. And then he turned around, turned back to me. As soon as he turned back around to me, I said, I'll tell you what's wrong with your son. He said, what's that? And I said, Dad. I said, all you looked at from the time that girl come inside that mirror was you looked at her. And I said, not one time did I see you looking at her in her eyes. You were looking at her from the neck down to her knees and back up. That's what you were looking at. Well, he said, what's wrong with that? I said, everything. If you're a married man and got children, everything. But I said, I guarantee you, if you get a little bit older, when you start getting past 30, if you start looking at the girls and you're looking at them from the neck down, I said, it won't be long till you'll have prostate problems. In fact, my wife didn't even know this, but when God brought me to her, she used to wear a little bit low-cut necklines. That's just the thing and she's got big breasts, like lots of women got big breasts. So with big breasts wearing a low tight neck, you can see in the middle there, and especially if they lean over, you can see, and if a man is anywhere around and flesh flicks in front of him, it's like a camera, his eyes are drawn to that flesh. Especially if it's breast. The woman does not realize she's killing the man. She's killing him. She don't even know it. It's her fault for dressing like that, but it's his fault for looking. So they're both guilty of a sin, and it will bring prostate problems on them every time. So I told the young man that was here in February, I said, you've been guilty of one of those, haven't you? And he said, yes, I have. I said, you're a married man. I said, you're married, you got a woman here, there's your wife back there. I said, there's only one woman you can look at from the neck down, and it's that one. I said, that one's totally naked. You walk in the bathroom, you look at her anywhere you want to look at her, because her body does not belong to her, it belongs to you, according to the scripture. Do y'all know that? Scripture says. So I said, anytime a woman withholds sex from a man, she's in total rebellion to God if it's her husband. Amen. And I said, then that'll cause the woman to be sick, I guarantee it. If that man, God made you to take care of him. And if you don't take care of him, and then he goes out and he looks at other women, I said, he's going to come down sick and afflicted, and I guarantee you won't get by without coming down sick too. Something will happen to you. It'll happen. And somebody says, how in the world do you come up with such wild stories? I said, I found these answers in the Bible. I want to show you the first place I found this. I was reading the Catholic Bible. I had to go to Ireland a few years ago to preach to a bunch of Catholics, and they told me, said, now, if you go over there and you take any kind of a Bible other than a Catholic Bible, they ain't going to listen to a word you have to say. So there's a man in my church, I made that a statement, and a man in my church that was a Catholic that come in to serve in our church, he went out and bought me a Catholic Bible and brought it to me and said, here, I want you to know this book. He said, I'm going to give you this to take with you to Ireland. So I highlighted and everything, and for 12 hours on the flight between here and Ireland, I wrote and highlighted. It looked like I'd been using that Bible for years by the time I got there. But while I was reading, I would come up on a scripture in the book of Wisdom. Now, how many of you know that in the King James Bible, there ain't no such thing as a book of wisdom? Closest thing to it's the book of Proverbs. But there's a book called the Book of Wisdom, and chapter 11, verse 15 and 16, this is what this says. In return for their foolish and wicked thoughts, which led them astray to worship irrational serpents and worthless animals, you sent upon them a multitude of irrational creatures to punish them so that they might find out that a man is punished by the very thing by which one sins. Is that an eye-opener? Just think about that. In return for their foolish and wicked thoughts, which led them astray to worship irrational servants and worthless animals, you, who's you? God. You, God, sent upon them a multitude of irrational creatures to punish them so that they might learn that one is punished by the very thing by which one sins. So if you're eat up sexually with looking at women, guess where you're going to come down with your problem? Something to do with your sexual reproductive system. So if you want to have prostate cancer, just go around every time a woman comes in, just look at her and look at her from the neck all the way down to the floor and all. Say, wow, look at that. You want to have prostate cancer? Just do that. And I guarantee it will come upon you. I mean, how many of you men in here would like to have prostate cancer? Oh, nobody held up their hand, huh? Me neither. So then if that's the case, if I look at a woman, where can I look at her and not be condemned? That's it, that woman right there. I can look at her right in her eyes. Is that right, brother?
That's right.
That's the only place I can look at a woman. I can look at your wife in her eyes and not be condemned, right?
Right.
You can look at her anywhere you want to.
Yeah.
Because she's yours, right? Her body is yours according to the scripture. And so she's yours. And God made her for you. And so there's no problem with you looking at your own mate anywhere you want to. But then here a while back, Scott Smith was reading in the Bible, and he come up with a scripture in the King James Bible in Jeremiah, I believe it's 21:14, I believe. Let's see what that says. Look at this. This is in our Bible, the King James Bible. But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doing, saying the Lord, and I will kindle a fire in the forest thereof, and it shall devour all things around about it. But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings. What does that sound like? Does that sound kind of like that book of wisdom?
Yeah.
So if you get into different sins, you will learn why people are afflicted with certain things. That's just like, Cheryl and I was up in the Northeast here a few years ago, and there was a woman, had four children, little ones, from about this tall, probably three, up to, I don't know, 10. Had four of them. And she came down and she says, I have cervical cancer. My first question is, woman, are you married? Yes. I said, where is your husband? She said, he's in prison. I said, oh, so he's locked up in prison. She said, yes. I said, now let me ask you a very personal question. Who have you been having sex with since your husband went to prison? She said, well, do I have to tell you his name? I said, no, but so you have been, huh? She said, yes. She said, something wrong with it? Oh, so your husband, which you've had four children with, goes off to prison, and you're having sex with another man while your husband's in jail, and you want to wonder why you got cervical cancer? Isn't it amazing how God would attack her female reproduction system with cancer? Especially after we read these two verses, right? It doesn't make any difference, man or woman, male or female, makes no difference. God is no respecter of persons when it comes to judgment. You know, and people don't understand that God would do these kind of things. I mean, the average person, I bet I could go to, almost every church almost I've ever preached in, I've asked this question. How many of you believe God would put sickness on you? Yeah, and you know, we get a response just like we got here, maybe one or two or three. The rest of the people say, but God's a loving God, he would never put sickness on me. I say, well, then how do you explain the scriptures that says he will? In fact, Job 33 verse 10 in the NLT, this is so clear. Job 33:10, look what this says in the NLT about verse that says, God is picking a quarrel with me and he considers me to be his enemy. He puts my feet in the stocks and he watches over every move I make. Verse 12 and 13. In this you are not right, and I will show you why. As you yourself have said, God is greater than any person, so why are you bringing a charge against him? You say he does not respond to people's complaints. Next verse, 14 and 15. For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. Does God speak again and again? Here a while back, I went to the barbershop to get a haircut. And there's no men in that barbershop anymore. It used to be only men, now it's only women. So there were three barbers in there. They've sold out. So I asked everybody, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, I only know one thing to talk about, whether I'm in the barbershop or wherever else, I talk about Jesus. That's the only thing I talk about. Well, I do talk about airplanes a little bit, but not near as much as I talk about Jesus. I know a whole lot more about Jesus than I do about airplanes, although I'm well trained on airplanes also. I asked the lady who was cutting my hair, I said, are you a Christian? Yes. I said, do you go to church? Not very much. I said, are you married? I was, but I'm divorced. I said, why don't you go to church? Well, you know, my child takes up too much of my time. I said, what's wrong with your child? She has autism. I said, so you couldn't get along with your mate, so you got a divorce, and you don't go to church, you don't put God first. And I said, have you ever wondered why you have an autistic child? No. I said, because of your sin. You know, that she didn't like that. I mean, you know, God tells us to tell people. You know, I mean, first of all, if she'd have said, no, I'm not a Christian, I wouldn't have told her none of that stuff. Because she's not under that condemnation. But if you're a Christian, God expects more out of you than he does a lost person. Do you know that? Yeah. If you've read this book, you will find out that he speaks to us again and again. And see, I'm talking to her that day. Well, the other day, I was in the same barbershop, and this time the lady that owned the shop was the one cutting my hair. Well, she's cutting my hair. I was asking her, well, she's a Christian. Now, she heard everything I said to this other woman the last time I was in there.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will resume at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Covenant Keeping God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.